This is St. Louis Public Radio. Missouri U.S. Senator Roy Blunt is facing his toughest political battle in decades. Whether the Republican wins re-election could determine which party controls the U.S. Senate. St. Louis Public Radio's Joe Manis looks at Blunt and his campaign.
In the early years of his political career, Blunt had a reputation as a reformer. In 1992, Blunt, then Missouri Secretary of State, ran a stunning ad that accused fellow Republican Bill Webster of engaging in, quote, pay-to-play in the Missouri Attorney General's office because of a federal investigation. The two were battling for the GOP nomination for governor that year. Webster still won. Blunt then championed campaign donation limits before he won election to Congress in 1996 from his home turf in southwest Missouri. He was elected to the Senate in 2010. During his time in Washington, Blunt has continued to portray himself as a reformer. His targets mainly have been Democrats, who he claims are out of control.
You know, what we see with these regulators is that they pass some new regulation, they congratulate themselves, they go to lunch, end the day, and don't have any idea what happened in the real world or the real world impact of that.
That was Blunt at his campaign kickoff in Jefferson County, which has become a battleground in his intense re-election fight against Democrat Jason Kander.
I've got a record that people can look at. I think it's been consistent, and it reflects what Missourians believe should be the direction of the federal government. I feel really good about it.
Blunt is often accompanied by fellow Republican candidates, including state treasurer nominee Eric Schmidt.
He is the hardest working candidate I've ever been around. I mean, he goes to everything. He relates with folks. He works really hard. He's been somebody that has worked really hard for Missouri. I think their hashtag is Roy Delivers.
But Kander's campaign contends that Blunt is no longer a reformer and that his focus in the U.S. Senate appears to be more about enriching himself and his family. Here's one of its ads.
Senator Blunt voted to raise his own pay 12 times. He lives in a $1.6 million D.C. mansion, and his wife and three of his children are all lobbyists.
Blunt contends such attacks are unfair and irrelevant. What really counts, he says, is his record and how the Senate contest could affect the country.
We ought to be talking about what's wrong with the rolling disaster of Obamacare, what happens when regulators regulate and don't understand the job impact, how dangerous the world is with a foreign policy where our friends no longer trust us and our enemies aren't afraid of us.
Blunt also has sought to counter Kander's focus on his own military service. Blunt, who is 66, did not serve in the Vietnam War. But in recent years, he has paid close attention to veterans' issues and has been an outspoken critic of the VA.
Missouri VFW has given one politician in the history of the Missouri VFW their Lifetime Service Award, and that was me.
Former State Representative Jack Jackson is a retired colonel in the Marine Corps Reserves. He also is co-chair of the group Veterans for Blunt.
He knows what our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines are going through and what our veterans have gone through and has a better understanding of our needs.
As the Senate race has gotten tighter, Blunt also has highlighted the outcome's significance in determining who sits on the U.S. Supreme Court. Blunt is siding with GOP leaders who have declined to vote on President Barack Obama's choice to replace the late Antonin Scalia, who died last winter.
Well, I think the next Senate and the next president will have an opportunity to reshape the court that you probably won't see happen for two or three presidencies.
Blunt says his reelection could help guarantee that conservatives remain in control of the nation's highest court. He says that's what most Missourians want. I'm Joe Manis, St. Louis Public Radio.